DW.
The growing use of nuclear reactors to generate power in the second half of the 20th century was hailed by many as the answer to the world's growing demand for electricity. But there have always been critics, warning of the risks and the big problem of how to safely dispose of the radioactive waste. The meltdowns at Chernobyl in Ukraine in 1986 and the Fukushima disaster in 2011 led Germany and other countries to phase out nuclear power. But the industry stresses it does not produce the carbon emissions of rival fossil fuels and so represents a climate-friendly way to generate electricity. Raffaele Pria is an energy policy expert at the Berlin-based think tank Adelphi. I asked him how nuclear energy production and the industry as a whole are faring these days.
Well, last year was a momentous year because the largest nuclear power plant builder in the world went bankrupt in the United States, and the second largest probably in France had to be bailed out by the French government. Well, nuclear generation at global level peaked in the mid-1990s, reaching 17% of global electricity production, and now it's down to more or less 10%. In absolute terms, the reduction was lower, and in the last years we actually saw an increase in nuclear generation as some new nuclear power plants are getting connected to the grid in China, and some are being reactivated in Japan.
What impact did the Fukushima nuclear disaster have on the industry?
Well, after Fukushima, in many countries there was more awareness about nuclear risks, and certainly also less trust in the nuclear industry and in the public authorities. And many countries' security standards were tightened, and this caused, of course, a cost increase both for new builds and for existing reactors. Of course, Germany went back to the nuclear phase-out policy that actually it already had adopted 10 years earlier, and several other countries postponed indefinitely their new build programs. So the impact was heavy. However, Fukushima was not the main cause of the ongoing decline of the nuclear industry. I think it only accelerated the process. The main causes are the costs, the lack of competitiveness of nuclear, the surge of very cheap renewables, and of course the unresolved issue of waste disposal.
And has there been any attempt by the industry to give itself a makeover?
Yes, there have been many attempts before and after Fukushima. I would say that the decade before Fukushima was the decade where the nuclear industry and also some political leaders like Tony Blair in the UK, for example, proclaimed and pushed the so-called nuclear renaissance. There was the vision that new reactor models conceived after the Chernobyl disaster could be built very cheaply and in many countries, and there was a vision of a strong increase of nuclear generation, and nuclear was seen as the main solution for climate change. A lot of money was spent in advocacy and marketing before and after Fukushima, but nobody can change the fundamentals. And waste disposal, that's certainly one of the biggest issues, and the fact is that 65 years after the start of civil nuclear energy, basically, no country has built a final waste disposal site, and nobody has a technical solution for that.
Many of the nuclear reactors around the world are aging. Are we going to see a gradual phasing out of nuclear power or a revival?
As a matter of fact, in Western Europe and in the United States, there are hardly any new built programs that are working, so we clearly are in decline in Western Europe already for more than a decade, and in the USA it's strongly starting now. In Asia, nuclear is growing, particularly in China, in India. While Japan is a completely different story, of course, because they shut down the entire fleet after Fukushima, which used to produce almost a third of the electricity. And now some plants are being opened again, but with strong public resistance and a lot of legal issues.
Emissions are a global problem and nuclear energy is a low emitter. Does this mean that nuclear power is destined to be a part of our future energy mix in the transition to a low carbon economy?
Yes, low greenhouse gas emissions is a strength of nuclear energy. Of course, nuclear has other environmental impacts, which can be very severe. But from the point of view of climate policy, nuclear is desirable. However, energy efficiency and renewables are desirable too, and they are cheaper. And so we can go back to the cost issues. Nuclear is, as of today and in any foreseeable future, a much more expensive way of generating low-carbon electricity than renewables, or than many renewables in almost everywhere in the world. There are other ways of fighting climate change, and it doesn't seem very likely that nuclear will play an important role in the future. DW.